My hair is very thin, I know that, but who wants fat hair?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Almost everyone who makes a living public speaking has experienced a zipper malfunction on stage. This has happened to me a few times. The first time I was speaking to a group of pastors in Iowa, standing there helpless, wishing my sweater was longer. You know, in hindsight, I should have just said, how many of you have experienced a zipper malfunction? Mingle among yourselves. I'll be back in 5 minutes. A preacher friend of mine had it worse. As he was speaking, someone in the front motioned towards the zipper region. It took him a minute or so to realize what was being communicated. Problem was, there was a large crowd in front of him and a choir standing right behind him. What would you do? Well, he turned to the side to take care of things, and unfortunately, amid his panic, managed to zip in the corner of someone's choir robe. You know, you don't want a soprano attached to your pants, so you can imagine the chaos that ensued. I'm not making this up. Have you ever suffered from extreme embarrassment? Maybe it's snorting while laughing, or food in your teeth, or maybe, like me, you've tripped or slipped. On a cold and snowy day, I wiped out on some ice on the sidewalk in front of our house and ended up staring at the sky, which for a brief moment was full of stars. I staggered to my feet, holding my back. Three teenage girls were walking past. One asked if I was okay. I said, I think so, and my kidneys felt like they would explode from the sheer pain of trying to look like I wasn't experiencing any. They kindly moved on, trying not to snicker. As I hobbled to work, I couldn't help thinking about the tone of voice of those words, "Are you okay?" The girl sounded like she was talking to her great-uncle Billy Bob, who had never really been operating on all cylinders. I badly wanted to explain that I was a star athlete when I was your age, and I'm still relatively in good condition and quite coordinated for a guy who can barely see 50 in the rearview mirror. But I couldn't catch up to them. Everything hurt. My lungs hurt. My shoulders. My pride. We've all had our moments of humiliation. But this was the first time I realized just how funny it is that sometimes our biggest concern amid embarrassment and pain is what other people are thinking of us. One of my favorite high school teachers liked to interrupt perfectly good English classes to remind us of the time he walked to the front of a huge church for a short speech. "There's something God has been driving home to me lately," he began as the crowd leaned forward. He paused for the sake of emphasis. "I'll never forget it," he said. There was silence. "I'll never forget it," he repeated. Again, silence. He slowly backed from the microphone, walked swiftly to his seat, and unceremoniously sat down. Each time I walk into a lamppost or have a malfunction of some sort, I think of my teacher and smile. What a gift he gave me, telling that story. We all understand the sting of embarrassment, the thought of being judged by those who witness our fumbles and the shame that comes, the desire to hide under a rock for a year or two. But there's no undo button, no do-over. Here are three things that can help. Number one, remember the empathy you feel when others slip. Number two, never forget that God sees us at our worst and loves us. Get back up, he says. Whatever we've done, he offers a fresh start and a helping hand. And number three, laugh. Shake it off. It's going to be okay. Few things are more valuable in recovering from embarrassment than a good sense of humor. Which reminds me of the pastor who was preaching and telling a story about building sandcastles with his kids. "This is one of my daughter's favorite things to do," he said, to which his 6-year-old loudly replied, "No, it's not." A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway House to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.